चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायके कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरात्मजे नमो। महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायके कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरात्मजे। What is telling in this shloka? Namo Mahavadanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He is the embodiment of love, affection and prem. Raso Vaisaha. He is himself a rasa. Rasa means juice of melody. He is embodiment of love and affection. He has come to sprinkle his mercy, love and affection to all, even to grasses, creepers, animals, to all. Come on. Yes. More than. Yes, come. Sit easily. So he has come to this world to sprinkle his mercy, love and affection. He is not different from Krishna. He is Rasik Shekhar. He is the top of all Rasiks. What? You can relisher. He was the relisher of all love melodies. And in the same time, he is so merciful. We are all part and parcel of Gaurachandra or Krishna Chandra. Anyone cannot separate us from him. But all the souls are free to do anything. Krishna does not try to control them. And he has given a very good thing, precious thing, Ichha Shakti, desire, free will. You can do anything, but always remember, if you are disobeying him, nor serving him, then he will piece you to
crush it.
He will crush you. He will not do, but his Maya. But he will not die. This thing is this. And then at last we will remember him. That we are all the part and parcel of same Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are. We cannot be happy disobeying him, and you cannot be happy if you are not serving him. He has given this love and affection to each conditioned soul or all kinds of living entities. We can see this spirit This mode, even in very dangerous animals like tigers, lions, and all others, in hawks and pigs, in creepers also, this love and affection is there, but we cannot realize. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world to sprinkle his mercy to all. Even we are conditioned souls, but there is some sign of love and affection in ourselves. We love our children, wives, husbands, sisters, brothers, countrymen, all we love. And also we struggle with them so much. This loving tendency and anger and all these things are not different things. The manifestations of love sometimes it is seen in anger. Sometimes Yashoda Devi loving Krishna, giving milk and caressing him. And sometimes the same thing, not different. So in this world we want to love each other sometimes to cut them and to take their places and eggs and meats and so many things. But it comes only from there. Origin is there. We have so much love. But now, here in this world, we have been disguised. And we have been derailed. So in this world, we want happiness because our nature is that by constitution, we are love. But now we have forgotten all these things. So we have forgotten Krishna and we are now going to satisfy self. But you will have to die. You will have to bear the fruits of your bad karmas and good karmas. And you will have to suffer forever. But if your habit is changed and by your luck you come to association of Shuddha Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, by their influence then Maya will quickly run away. And thus you will serve Supreme Personality of Godhead. And surely you will be happy forever. There is no means in this world. Never. It cannot be. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only for this purpose. Before him means what? Before him, what? Any language, good language? What?
Prior to
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no? Before is good also?
No.
Prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nrisimhadev came, Paradev came, so many manifestations of Godhead came, and they washed the jungles and all this, and cut it. All kinds of persons, like demons, and their thoughts, but they're still growing new ones. In the last Chaitanya, Krishna came, and in Mahabharata, and before this, so many demons were cut down. And he tried to preach Atma Dharma. But not satisfied by this. So he came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, adorned with the internal mood and outer complexions of Srimati Radhika to distribute this love and affection. So he is telling Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. He never killed anyone. He always corrected, changed their mentality. No kill word in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. never. Krishna Ram, can they kill anyone? Bad quality of. They change. They are all bad books into good. And always, from beginning, he used to give love and affection to all. Krishnaya, he was himself Krishna, but he was adorned with beauty, complexion, and inner mood of Srimati Radhika. Only to this, otherwise he could not have done. He also relished the mood of Srimati Radhika, and he bestowed his mercy to sprinkle Krishna Prem to all living entities. So I was telling in my walking there that what was telling?
The crow and the cuckoo. And the crow, they want to taste bitter fruit. The cuckoo, they always want to taste the sweet fruit, mango, especially the manjari or flowers of mango tree. Sri Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, he was very worried before writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. I should write it or not, because it is so high. It is the topmost goal, in our all endeavors towards protecting our love and affection. So Sri Krishna Prabhupada Goswami was deliberating, this is so high, they will not be able to appreciate it. So what to do? Maybe I should not write it. But he was reflecting that if I don't write it, then those who want to relish some sweet fruits, who are like cuckoos, the devotees will be deprived forever. Anyway, those who have the mentality of crow, they will not even like it, so I should just go ahead and write it. So by writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he established first what is the goal, the aim and object of our devotional practices. And after that he gave the way he described by the instructions towards between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Rupa Goswami, what is the process to attain the topmost goal?
Now we want that our path should be fixed, in which we should go. But it is wrong. Our destination, object of our life should be first fixed. What is our aim and object? Where to go? And then in what way we can go? So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has stated in this, the highest love and affection, not Krishna and Radhika. Our prayojan means object. Not to take darshan of Radha and Krishna, never. Kansa, Jarasandha, Ravan, all easily they have occasion to see Ramchandra, Krishna, Varahadeva and all others, Nisimhadeva. So this is our not destination or our aim. Our aim what? The love by which we can serve Radha Krishna conjugal. This love. So these kinds of love, which is in the heart of Srimati Radhika for Krishna, this is the highest kinds of love. We cannot touch. But we can touch something what which is in the maid servants of Srimati Radhika. We can touch. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle this moat of the gopis. Those who are engaged in serving Radha and Krishna. So she has explained there in Adi third and Adi fourth what is highest love and affection. And after that he has explained how we can achieve this goal. In Sanatan Sikha, Rup Sikha, in Rai Ramananda dialogue, also in the Rath Jatra festival, chariot festival. So many, everywhere he has letter on. I was thinking what to tell today in my class. I think that very few devotees are here. In big week classes, I will tell how to cut jungles, how to clear jungles, how to waterize, and all these things. But here, how to plow these things. How to take away uproots the so unwanted things. But here for a small gathering and very little time, I'm going to explain one slow what is love and affection. So why you are not here in front? You should come in. Here. And if anyone is sleeping in my class, then be careful. I will tell all this and show that all these very men are sitting. So don't and sit very tight. Oh, no need of. I'm Indian, you know. Always suffering from heat and it has come in my nature, especially warmness and hotness. I want to speak one slow of Srimad Bhagavatam about this love and affection, how Krishna realized all these things. And Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami has distributed to all. Pranata dehinam papakarshanam tirancharanugam siniketan panapanarpitam te padam bhujam Krini Kucheshuna Krindi Hidrayam. Krishna at once disappeared from the rock. All gopis there, suffering so much, feeling separation. They become mad totally. Where is Krishna? What he is doing? We are dying now. And they were praying. All they came returned back to the very beautiful land of Yamuna Tata. Bank of Yamuna. Very beautiful. and there was no trees. So full moon was illuminating all the very beautiful sands. And they began collectively weeping, lamenting, and praying Krishna that we have left everything for you, our relations, father, mother, brothers, husbands, wives, everything, cows, weeping children, and also cows, humbling,
mowing.
That their udders were full of milk, and if anyone is not milking then, so they were also mowing.
Mowing.
So we have left everything for you, and you left us alone in this fearful jungle. Oh, we should be ready for this. If you are not like this, you cannot serve Christian Radha's conjugal. Never you can do. So this practice is like bhakti from beginning. Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, and prem bhakti. Bhakti is always transcendental. Always and always. Never worldly thing. Not only mood of mind. Never transcendental. And it is called Anya Bhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karma Janapratam Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Rutam. When you are serving Krishna, you are not looking him, you are not even unka koi tumse sambandh bhi malum nahi hota.
You don't realize
anything about Krishna. You are chanting, remembering something. But even that bhakti is transcendent. But when we have no desire anything, to have anything from Krishna, worldly or spiritual, or transcendental, nothing, no desire, and our bhakti will not be covered with jnana, karma, and all other things. And our bhakti will be spontaneous, like honey. Then it's like a unbroken string. So when our bhakti will be like this, always day, night, in sleepness, in our
waking,
always, this spring will not be hampered. Spontaneous it should be. And only for the, whatever we do, we will do for the gain, to please Krishna himself. Then it will be pure bhakti. And gradually, from when we endeavor these things, to attain that uttama bhakti, pure, spontaneous love, and we, by the endeavor of our senses, these bodies, then it is called sadhana bhakti. They are also of two kinds, vaidhi and sadhana bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has nothing to do with vaidhi bhakti and all other things. In past, prior to his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it has been given enough, always and always, by all incarnations of Krishna, always they have. also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has never come to for. So after practicing, when our bhakti will be matured somewhat, and then a mood from Swarup Shakti, Hladini and Sambit, combined essence of this Shakti in the shape of love, Shuddha Sattva will come in our heart. Then it will be called Shuddha Sattva. And after that, we'll practice for Prema Bhakti. And then Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi will come. And thus we may go to Vrindavan in the womb of gopis. And there, Prem Snehman Pranay Ragan Rag Bhav Mahabhav will come. Then we can realize something of Prem. What is Mahabhav? What is the mood of Radhika? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and descended to this world to sprinkle
atom
of his brain, his love and affection. So here in this poetry, that is in Ras Panchadhyayi, in 31st chapter, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining what was that love, pure love. This love is also two sides, always. One side is meeting, and other is
separation.
Always two. Otherwise we cannot realize. Krishna cannot realize always. So here, when he was with gopis dancing, singing, and also touching each their bodies, then it is called Vila. And when Krishna disappeared from the Ras, at once all became mad. Those who have not served Krishna like these, like gopis, how they can realize what is separation? If a mother is not having so much love and affection for her child, then how we can realize the separation? Only a very good mother, bhavuk mother, bhavuk?
Emotional mother.
Can weep when his child, his son, will go anywhere. Then he will wish so much, like here we see that, and we have seen on our tour everywhere, some father and mother, weeping so much for their children, those who are with me. So, if a mother, I know also this, mother has more affection. Father can maintain support for hard labor to children, but affection more, giving the breast milk and always keeping in their hearts, they have more affection. Yashoda has more affection and love than Nanda Baba to Krishna. We can see everywhere. Krishna is weeping, and Srimati Radhika, Yashoda is twisting his, but even, oh mother, and he will come in the laps of the mother. So if a mother has no such love and affection for their children, they will not weep for their children. No separation. So, we are first capable only to realize separation, because we have been separated from Krishna, but we don't follow. We don't realize this. But if a child is separated from his mother and father, then they realize, because they are at first together. But we have come from Tatastha Sakti, and in our soul potency, in their constitutional form, prem is there, but covered with maya. So we should think that we have been separated from Krishna. So we should try to realize this. But we cannot reach. Nainangala dashrudhara badanangada gadarudhaya gira pulakarni chitang vapuhakada tavanam grahane bhavishyati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is telling that, when a day will come, I will weep bitterly when chanting Krishna. My eight kinds of Satyik Bhava will come.